Farmers might contract with someone to spray for weeds, fertilize the soil, or harvest a crop. Some farmers even contract for a company to come fly falcons around the field. We take flight with a unique ag business on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Susan Shepherd and her husband own Hot Zone Falconry. It's a unique business that uses falcons to drive away nuisance birds that can destroy California's high-dollar crops in just minutes.
The birds have very keen sight, and my bird will take off to the other side of the ranch and just handle the problem wherever is needed.
Her falcons don't kill the nuisance birds. They simply make their point known.
They get out there and they have a great time. They get that activity of chasing and pushing and driving the birds out, and they come back to us for a very handsome reward.
They have contracts with several vineyards, but they also protect several other types of crops as well.
You have to have a captive bred bird and a bird abatement permit to fly birds and row crops, you know, in an agriculture setting. We also fly on cherries and almonds and different things like that, the nut crops.
There are very few businesses that perform this type of work. Susan sees future opportunities.
Hopefully it will grow because it's a very effective way. They have the man-made bird bombs and the whistlers and things, and the first initial snap of that noise will take care of it, but in the long haul, you have to have a falcon to remove your problem.
The Shepherds have over a dozen birds, mostly falcons, but a few hawks too. Their son will become a licensed falconer this year, giving them even more opportunities to expand the business. With the value of these crops continuing to grow and a push for natural alternatives to eliminating pests, they hope to further build their business in the future. Traveling the countryside near Salinas, California, I'm Andrew McRae.